Governor Sean Parnell signed a bill on Thursday lowering Alaska's cruise ship passenger head tax. He inked the legislation in Juneau's tourism district while surrounded by cruise officials, gift shop owners, and excursion operators. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the story.
The bill lowers the $46 per person tax to $19.50 for most passengers. It will be in effect for next year's cruise season. Parnell says he introduced the legislation in hopes of getting cruise lines to sail more ships to Alaska.
Through this legislative session, it became very clear, and even before, as I talked to small business owners around the state, that what they needed is just state government to basically step out of the way and create more opportunity.
Several ships left state waters this season, reducing passenger capacity by about 15%. Alaska Cruise Association President John Binkley says lines pulled ships because costs were too high.
This really gives Alaskans, thousands of Alaskans, hope that we have turned the corner now and we will no longer have the exodus of ships and capacity out of our state, but we'll start to build the business back and to get those Alaskan jobs back for Alaskans.
Tax supporters say the worldwide recession, not the fees, caused cruise lines to redeploy ships. Chip Toma represents the group responsible cruising in Alaska.
I think this law was decided more on emotional basis than an actual policy need or anything like that. But once the emotions kicked in and people saw that the recession was impacting their business, they grasped out for anything they could to make a difference, and this is what they settled on.
The passenger fee was approved by voters in 2006 as part of the cruise ship initiative. That measure contained other tax and pollution control measures, including a separate $4 per person fee that funds an onboard environmental monitoring program. The bill reduces the $46 tax to $34.50 for all passengers on large cruise ships. Another $15 will be cut for those stopping in Ketchikan and Juneau, which levy their own fees. Almost all ships stop at both ports, lowering the total to $19.50 each. Thomas says that takes about $25 million a year away from docks and other work supporting the industry in addressing tourism impacts.
There is enough money remaining for all the ports to get their local projects done. We're just taking a hit as far as the overall money available for big projects.
Alaska has seen about 1 million cruise ship passengers per season for several years. That number dropped to about 850,000 this season and will be closer to 875,000 in the next one. Shelley Wright of the Regional Business and Government Group Southeast Conference says shops and tours have felt the change.
Well, I think the expectation of a lower rate of return this year is happening. I think the attitude has gotten better this year. It feels better. People are happier. I think that there are fewer passengers, but the passengers that are coming are spending money locally, and it's probably not as bad as they thought it was going to be.
Cruise lines filed a lawsuit last year seeking to end the tax. Parnell cited it when he announced the legislation. The Cruise Association's Binkley says that suit will be withdrawn soon, and he says additional sailings could be announced in the fall. Small cruise ships and state ferries are exempt from the head tax. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.